Psachim, Perkei Mishnah Vav. Shochat Yisrael, so Yisrael can shecht. You don't need a kohen to shecht. Like the Rav explains that all karbanos could be shechted by Yisrael. From the Kabbalah, the Eilach, from then on, all the other avodas have to be done by a kohen. So the Kibbalah kohen, so the Kabbalah of the blood, is done by a kohen. He catches it in his bowl. Nosnil chaver v'chaver l'chaveru. And he passes the bowl to his friend and his friend to the friend, next in line. And what they first do is first, person only has two hands, so these Kohanim, they would first accept with one hand the full bowl, and then the empty bowl that would be coming back from the Mizbeach, they then would accept the empty bowl after that and pass that back to where the Shechita was done. The reason that that's done, like the Rav explains, because Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. When you have a mitzvah, you're not supposed to pass over a mitzvah. The first thing you're supposed to do is the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is pouring the blood on the Mizbeach. So that's why they would first pass the blood, and then only after that, they would take the empty one. Kohen HaKorv Etzel Mizbeach, Zoko Zrika Achas Kenegada Yisod. So the Kohen that's standing right next to the Mizbeach, he would pour one pouring Kenegada Yisod. The Yisod, as the Rav explains, based on a Mishnah in Midos, that the Yisod was only on the north and west sides of the Mizbeach, and also, it would also extend one extra Amah past. So it would go an Amma to the east, in other words, the southern side of the west wall, it would go an Amma to the east, and also the eastern side of the north wall, where the Yesod is, it would go a little bit south. So in other words, the only two walls that didn't have a Yesod under them completely were the east wall and the south wall of the Mizbeach. Of those walls, there was an Amma of them that was part of the Yesod. The Yesod extended one Amma into those walls. And the Rav explains they would pour blood, obviously anywhere along the north or the west walls of the Mizbeach. Shouldn't call them walls, I just mean the sides. They'd pour them on the north or the west sides of the Mizbeach, and the blood would fall down to the Yisod. This is not done with sprinkling of the hands, because that is only done by a Karban Chatas, the Rav explains. This is done, though, with pouring.